the book Hebrews, part 292. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book What is Your God's Name, which is also the handbook that we are using for the study that we are currently busy with. What is your God's name? I think I just want to say that for quite a time there wasn't any studies on what is your God's name, the revelation of the book Revelation. I was in hospital. I was not well, but I'm fine. So we will catch up. Just bear in mind, pray for us. We also need prayer. Should you require any of the books which I've advertised, or just have a question, or just want to share something, please contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, as you can see on the top here, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, for those that are dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege just to be able to sit and study the Word and receive the revelations that the church has missed for more than 600 years. We're busy with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17. By faith, Abram, when he was tried, but in other words tested, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son. Now that is not true. If Abram has offered Isaac, it means he would have slaughtered him. Abram had faith. As they were going up the mountain with the slaves, on one stage Isaac asked Father Abram, there's the fire, there's the wood there, where's the offer? And he says that Yahweh will provide, not knowing that he was actually the offer that was to be sacrificed. Then it came that they built the altar, and then Abram told Isaac, you the offer that I must be offering today. And he lay down willingly to be tied down. I don't even think it was necessary to tie him down, because nothing was forced. He did it out of being obedient. And as he was, Father Abram was just about ready to slaughter him, then Father Yahweh stopped him, and there was a ram with his horns in the bushes, and they took him and offered it. So, was Isaac offered? No. Was he about to be offered? Yes. Let me explain it another way. If I drive my car coming to a traffic light, the intersection, and somebody jumps the traffic light, or skips the traffic light, and he is coming straight onto me, and I swerve to my right hand side and miss him by inches, he carries on driving away. Was there accident? No. Was there an accident to be? Yes. If it wasn't that I was wake up enough to swerve my car to the right hand side, pull it over, I could have been in the accident. But I can't come home and say to my wife, Pastor Rika, I've been in an accident today. Can't say it. Because the car's not damaged and I am not hurt in any way. But if I say there was nearly an accident, it means it was so close. Do we understand that? But it did not happen. Now if I read this scripture, he says that Abram have offer Isaac. He has an offer Isaac. It was if he was about to offer Isaac, being obedient, both of them. By faith, Abram, when he was tried or tested, offered up Isaac. He didn't offer him. And he that had received the promise, which is Abram, offered up his only begotten son. Now this I can take in two ways. But then I've got to apply capital letters to Hebrews 11 verse 17. Let me explain. By faith Abram, when he was tried or tested, was about to offer up Isaac. We need the word about. And he that have received the promise. He that received the, who is the he? It's Father Abram. He received the promise when he left his hometown, trusting Yahweh Almighty to lead him to a promised land. He received a promise. He didn't receive the land. He received a promise. 2,000 years ago, when Yahushua ascended into heaven, the bride of Yahushua, the Yahvist, I must make a correction. Sometimes, actually, Pastor Ricard draw my attention to it. I normally say Yahvist. It's not a W, it's a V. Yahvist. I must concentrate on the V. The Yahvist. We are Yahvist. Followers of Yahushua. It's not a W, it's a V. So we are Yahvist. 2,000 years ago, when Yahushua made the promise unto the Yahvist, saying, in the house of my father there are many mansions. You know the scripture by heart. The promise was made about an eternity, a life eternity, where we can spend forever if we are part of the bride of Yahushua. He's going to prepare us a place. There is a promise. But for us as Yahvist, we need to live in holiness after becoming part of the bride of Yahushua through repentance and immersing in the name of Yahushua. Now, living in holiness the rest of our lives. Then only do we have the right to claim what was promised to us, to become partakers in the testament that was given to us. Now he says here, and he had received the promise. Abram had received the promises. Not promise, promises. Offered up his only begotten son. Did he offer him up? No, he didn't. He was about to offer him. But Father Yahweh stopped him before he did offer or cut the throat of Isaac. Now the same thing has happened. And we have received, now I'm reading this scripture now, with the promise in the New Testament. And we, as the bride of Yahushua, had received the promises, different promises. Not just of living in a house that's not built with hands. Living eternally in the presence of Father Yaffa and the angels. And we had received that, and we that had received the promises, offered up for us to be partakers of what was offered unto us. It cost the life of Yahweh's son, Yahushua, in order to make us partakers of this New Testamental covenant. So what has happened? As Father Abram received a promise, nearly offering up his only son, although it wasn't his only son, because Ishmael was his first son, with Hagar, the Egyptian slave. And he that received the promises was about to offer his only begotten, he didn't offer him, was about. Now we must look at the next scripture. He says in verse 18, of whom it was said. Now he must read what is written, and he must also read between the lines to read the revelation word. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. What does it say? What does it say? Of whom it was said that in Isaac, the son that was about to be offered, thy seed. Does it say seeds, plural, or does it say seed, singular? Let's just stop here. Because if we can see, if we can read between the lines here, you will receive the greatest revelation in the Bible. One of the greatest to me. That in Isaac shall thy seed, singular seed. If I say seeds, scripture carries on to say to Abram that your offspring will be as many as the stars in heaven and the sand on the beaches or on the sea, in the sea. And all our lives since we were small children in Sunday school, we were made to believe that was the promise that was given unto Father Abram, declaring how big nation the nation of Israel would have become, which was not true. In the whole of the Bible, Old and New Testament, that even up till today in 2026, the nation of Israel never was and is not a massive big nation like the stars in heaven and the sand on the sea. It was always a small nation of people. Most of the time being in bondage under the Egyptians for 430 years, under King Nebuchadnezzar for 70 years. If they were as many as the sand of the sea and the stars in heaven, where would they have been placed? You see, the nation of Israel always involved around the walls of Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, the ground area of Israel. Go on the map and go and look at the nation of Israel's ground area, which is mapped out. It's a small nation. But there is a promise here. And this promise was not reflecting on Abram. But from your seed, a seed. For Abram to be able to have as many children as the stars in heaven and the sand on the sea, it would have cost many seeds to be multiplied to that stage, which he did not. He did not. And that's why I say Israel always was and is a small nation. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here, because there's a lot of things to be said about this scripture for us to really see the truth and receive the revelation. See if you can read the scripture, the truth in what I've been showing you up till now, till we wait till tomorrow morning. Blessings. Let's be the best Yavist with a V as we can be. Till tomorrow morning, blessings in the name of Yahushua, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.